Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
She's got the Hollywood hookup.
Gossiping
24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of FindMassMoney.com. Time magazine released the Time 100 yesterday. It's their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. They organize them into several categories. Here are some of those people. For artists, Andrew Garfield, Zoe Kravitz, Sarah Jessica Parker, Pete Davidson, Mila Kunis, Channing Tatum, Ariana DeBose from West Side Story. Titans, we have Oprah, Michelle Yeoh, Kris Jenner, Megan Rapinoe. For leaders, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Joe Rogan. Leader?
He's influential.
All right. But as a leader?
Yeah.
Leader. President Biden, Vladimir Putin. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. For icons, Mary J. Blige, Issa Rae, Keanu Reeves, Adele, Pioneers, WNBA star Candace Parker, Questlove, and for innovators, Takeda Waititi, Miranda Lambert, and our girl Zendaya.
I want to hang out with Questlove so bad.
Same.
I just want to spend a weekend with him.
This following. Is my it's favorite thing best. That Time does, though. I love seeing or reading other artists write about other artists. They just fangirl. It's my favorite, absolute favorite thing to read.
Yep. Speaking of Zendaya, she was spotted down in Providence shooting a commercial for Smartwater.
Her and Pete?
Just her.
Her and Pete together would just be top-notch.
Isaiah Lee, the man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl, is speaking out about why. He did an interview with the New York Post, and he is blaming Dave Chappelle. He said, "I identify as bisexual, and I wanted him to know what he said was triggering." He's said this from the Twin Towers Correctional Facility in Los Angeles because he doesn't have money to make bail. I wanted him to know that the next time he should consider first running his material by people it could affect. Isaiah went on to say that Dave's jokes about homelessness were also upsetting. I'm a single dad and my son is five. It's a struggle. I wanted Dave Chappelle to know it's not a joke. He's also outdone with earlier jokes in the night. He made saying made by an opener, not Dave.
Right.
So remarks were made talking about pedophilia rocked him as well, and saying that he had suffered sexual abuse as a minor, and all of these things were triggering to him, and that's why he did it.
I saw.
Doesn't mean you can run on stage.
It does not. Sure, it doesn't. Does not.
You probably talked about this, but the stuff with his show with John Mulaney.
Yeah.
And what people are saying and some of the comments that he made there as well. So he hasn't backed off of these jokes. He's leaned into them.
He
even
never said
more.
He was going to back off.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Since
but,
the day that he came out with that special and people from Netflix walked out of their jobs.
Right.
He has never turned.
I was reading
said,
the accounts of some people that were at the John Mulaney show and that they were fans of John Mulaney and, you know, were transgender and identified a certain way and were expecting to go to one show and then were inundated with all of these jokes from Chappelle.
Yeah.
And they just felt a certain way about that as well, being sold a bill of goods, sort of.
So that's what I know there. And Harry Styles is reading children's books now, guys. There's a show in Britain called CBeebies. It's run on the BBC. It's targeted at young children, six and under, and they have celebrities read books. So he got into a big chair in his pajamas, and he read a book.
Hello, I'm Harry. Welcome to my house. I love it here. I like to listen to music and read and hang out with my friends. Tonight's bedtime story is about a house full of love and laughter. It's called In Every House, On Every Street, and it's by Jess Hitchman. In this house we play, but we never just play. We clear up the mess at the end of the day. We learn to say sorry and wipe tears away. We love every minute at home when we play.
This wasn't just for kids on the social meds. Why am I, a 33-year-old woman, watching Harry Styles read a bedtime story?
You know
Another
why.
Said, how many grown adults have just sat and watched CBB's bedtime story, Harry, just for them? And a third said, am I 16 years old? Maybe. Did I just force my family to watch CBeebies so Harry Styles could read me a bedtime story? I did.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
I sat in the airport yesterday listening to the entire Harry's House album because we've been so busy over the weekend. I hadn't had a chance. And I was just, there was a bunch of young people around and I was just wondering what they were looking at me thinking what music I was listening to versus what I was really listening to.
That's the best.
Right.
Take out one earbud.
No
music
one was
for
looking
sushi
at you
restaurant.
Wondering what you were listening to.
Oh, I'm
Carson,
sure they were. They're like, what's that old guy got the
Nobody
headphones
Nobody cares
for?
About anyone but themselves at the airport. That is a solid fact. Yeah.
Everyone in the airport was focused on what you were doing.
That's how I live,
Must
Dan.
Be rough, buddy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market, so let's talk the Depp trial. Yesterday, we talked, the conversation surrounded Amber Heard and her career and what has happened since the trials have started. Catherine Arnold said Amber Heard's career was following a nice, steady rise prior to the defamatory statements made by Adam Waldman, who is Depp's former lawyer. He told media outlets that Heard staged an abuse hoax and made false allegations of abuse by Depp. Arnold said that Aquaman should have been Heard's Star is Born moment. She said Heard received a lot of praise for her role and had good press. Arnold testified there was a negative social media campaign to get her removed from the Aquaman sequel and from her L'Oreal partnership. Her films and television shows got negative attention. Her publicist was harassed by and the charities she worked with got bombarded with negativity online. Arnold said this made it difficult to work with Amber on every level. Amber said Heard had to fight to maintain her role in the Aquaman sequel. She said that Jason Momoa and the director both wanted her in the films, and there were never any issues over chemistry with Momoa. And they tried to analyze sort of career trajectory of similar actors and actresses who started similar franchise films, showing that her career would have had that upward trajectory had this not happened. And they estimate that she's lost $50 million during that time.
I mean, nobody got praised for that Aquaman movie. Yeah, it was just panned. That movie was terrible. Everybody
wasn't
was
good
bad.
In that movie.
Yeah, nobody was good in that movie. Well, Aquaman is still cool.
There was one awkward moment in the trial when the judge called for a morning break. A woman in the gallery yelled, Johnny, I love you. Our souls are connected.
Oh.
Twin flames.
To which Johnny waved. And then she held up her baby and said, this baby is yours. She was then escorted
from
the court.
Was it a gift?
People be wildin', man.
And after being mentioned by Amber Heard in her testimony earlier this month, supermodel Kate Moss is set to testify in the trial. Heard talked about an altercation between Depp and Heard's sister, Whitney Henriquez, while Moss was present. You might recall that there was this sort of went virtual when Amber mentioned Kate. Johnny's lawyer was like, which meant that they could then talk to her, I suppose, is what that means. So she will be coming in virtually to...
Is it a pre-recorded deposition, do you know, or is this going to be live?
Nope, she will testify through a video link.
Huh.
And so that will happen today or tomorrow. Halsey took to TikTok this weekend to complain that her label would not let her release a song unless they can, quote, fake a viral moment on TikTok. And this has caused quite a stir. The video has accumulated over 1 million likes. And a fan asking, well, is this the viral marketing video that you're talking about?
Right.
But it is not. Halsey said, this TikTok is really going strong. I was like, okay, cool. Can I release my song? And they said, we'll sing. We'll see. Tell me again how I'm making this up. For their part, representatives for the label Astralworks Capital did respond, telling Rolling Stone, our belief in Halsey as a singular and important artist is total and unwavering. We can't wait for the world to hear their brilliant new music. But Halsey argues the statement really doesn't mean much. I'm not signed to Astralworks anymore. Astralworks is the label that signed me, and then they upstreamed me to Capital. This quote came from a company who believed in me from the jump, not the company I'm wrestling with right now. So basically, they're saying that unless you can make this song, like, have a fun dance or get viral on TikTok, we're not going to release it.
Right.
Which is such garbage. You see this a lot starting to happening with artists. But it's just so weird because that's not Halsey's lane. Lizzo's song is a good song standalone. But it also created this moment on TikTok because there's a dance and there's stuff to it. That's not what Halsey's music is supposed to do for her
fans. And record labels have a history, like you said, of doing these sorts of things.
It sounds a lot like payola, what it sounds like to me, and that's not legal.
Well, the famous story that I love is the one from Sarah Bareilles, and you know, she had this album ready to go, and the label went back to her and said, "We're not releasing this. There's no love songs on this label." And so she got pissed off, and she went back and she wrote, "I'm not going to write you a love song."
Right.
That wasn't a love song about somebody in her life. That was, she was pissed off at the label for them trying to dictate what content should be on her album. And this is what the label does. They try and dictate what content and what
garbage
you're doing with your... That's why
just
so many
because you have a viral moment on TikTok doesn't mean your song's good. We've seen that plenty of times.
Yep.
I think it's gross.
And it upsets me for Halsey because I know how
they work so hard
on their music.
On their music and like to say
pour their heart out, especially that last album.
So basically you're paying... So you need to go pay an influencer to make a video of your song.
So stupid.
Oh, well, that's
so
exactly
buying,
that happens.
So you're, well,
sure.
Look it. But in radio, you know, there was this thing called payola. And like, you know, back in the day, record companies would come to you and say, if you play this song, we'll give you all of these things.
Right.
And then Elliot Spitzer said, no, you can't do that. And it became quite illegal. And it's something you don't do anymore.
Yeah, that's been happening for years on all those social media platforms,
and
though, because
it's
allowed.
Yeah. And this is that. And
I watched a tutorial of a guy who was trying to, he was like an unknown artist.
Sure.
And he did a whole tutorial on YouTube of how he used TikTok influencers to try and get his song to go viral by circumventing, you know, certain things and using the label and paying off them to make dances to try and become famous. Yeah, it's
garbage.
Yep.
Channing Tatum is currently in London filming the third Magic Mike movie, and he had a group of diners kicked out of the restaurant after telling him they're number one at the people. So a group of six people were eating, taking pictures of each other, but Channing thought they were taking pictures of him, so he started flipping them off, and the next thing the maitre d' was telling them to leave. But they weren't taking pictures of you, Channing. Get over yourself, brother. That is a bad look, son.
It's so weird to me.
He seems like such a nice fellow. I
know.
But if you thought they were, and you know you're somebody who's like that happens all the time, you're probably just like so like...
But I wouldn't get... I mean, I don't know. I'm not famous.
Then you
I would ask
them to maybe stop taking a picture or say, here, let's take a quick selfie and get on with your day. You don't have them kicked out of a restaurant.
I can imagine being frustrated that people are always holding their phones up to you, of course.
Right.
But I would hope if I was in that position, I wouldn't get people kicked out of a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad look, I feel, for our sweet Channing Tatum.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.